This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. As you read the book of Obadiah in the Old Testament, just one chapter long, you will see the law of the seed presented very vividly. Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Galatians 6:7. This truth is seen in Obadiah's prophecy against Edom. Listen to what he says in verse 15 of Obadiah. The day of the Lord is near for all nations. As you have done, it will be done to you. Your deeds will return upon your own head. Edom was a proud people. Their valleys were filled with rich soil. Surrounding them were high, rugged mountains. From these secure dwelling places, the Edomites went forth to plunder surrounding nations. Israel was often their target. When they had struck and stolen what they could get, they retreated to the safety of their cities. Obadiah points to their pride and declares that their impressive strongholds would be destroyed by Almighty God. He predicted that what they were doing to others would one day happen to them, and history confirmed the prediction. I have personally seen the barren remains in the former rock fortress of Petra. The law of the seed still operates today, so take care what you sow. In this Old Testament book, obviously the law of the seed focuses on sowing the wrong thing and reaping the consequences. In Galatians 6, it goes on to say, if you sow to your spirit the things of the Spirit of God, you will experience God's blessing. Study the Word of God, follow what you learn, be a blessing to others, and watch the law of the seed work. Well, if you'd like further help in Bible study, go to my website, gettingthemessage.org. I offer a free study book there.